Hello, today's topic is how to engage your audience at a public speech. Why is it important? Probably you have had already this experience that you're listening to someone who is speaking and others in the room are talking as well. And this is pretty distracting. And for the speaker himself or herself, this is distracting too. So, how can you engage your audience that they are just listening and doing nothing else? Okay, I give you a few tips. Tip number one. As I mentioned earlier in another video, I was covering that you can outline the rules for your speech. If you have set up the rules, then people usually agree to it, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem. That's step one. Step two is ask questions. Why that? Your audience has not to answer your question loud in speaking, but they have to answer your question mentally. And what happens is, the moment you pose a question, the mind of the audience or the people in the audience, they have to respond to it, although they are not shouting it out, but they are thinking internally and giving you the answer. So, if you pose a question, how many of you have challenges with this topic ABC? Then they are asking themselves, yeah, that's me. And probably at this particular example, it's a good idea that they don't have to raise their hands because no one wants to out themselves that they have some challenges or issue with that topic. But internally, they say, yes, that's me. The moment they say yes, you have them engaged, so they are listening because, wow, that's something which affects me or which could help me, and therefore they are listening because they want to know the answer, how to solve this problem or issue. Then there's a little, you can tweak your questions, or I mean, you can use different kind of questions. That's just a question you're shouting out to the audience, and then they don't have to out themselves, they're just answering it mentally. The next step or the next option is that you pose a question like this. How many of you, by showing their hands, have been to Disneyland or whatever? And then they raise your hand, and you as the speaker, you raise your hand too as an example because you're leading by example. And if you raise the hand, probably those who are answering yes, hands. Okay, so they cannot talk because they are focusing on, is that me? Yes or no? Then I leave my hand down, you know? So they have to think about what they are doing. If they take action, raise their hands. And then, of course, you can ask the question, how many of you have not been there? And then that's a good idea. Have been there, one hand, and then you use the other one, have not been there, so that they recognize a little difference. So, and then you probably have some in your audience who have not raised their hand, no matter which question you have asked, yes or no. Maybe there are questions where you have more answers. But in this case, yes or no, it's only two options. And those who have not raised their hands, they probably will never raise their hand, and you can make a little joke of it. For example, okay, and who will never raise their hands no matter what I'm asking? And then no one is raising because then those would have raised their hands. You get the point, and then make it a little funny, and then you can start easier if you have fun. Again, you have to implement in your speech some fun, and of course you have to be excited. that grabs their attention. And that's another trick, another thing, asking questions from time to time. There are some studies, every 7 minutes, something around that, you should ask questions, because that keeps them awake, that keeps them engaged. And then maybe you can ask the audience that they have to tell the answer for your question, your neighbor, for example, what kind of experience have you had? What was the best thing, or what was the worst thing, or which feelings you had? And then they just share to their neighbors, each other, okay? So that's engaging them in another way, and that keeps them awake. And of course, your speech has to be interesting. Okay, another thing I want to let you know today is your power, your energy in front of an audience has to be higher than the energy of the room. And this will be a topic which I will address in one of the next videos. So today is how to engage your audience at a public speech. Ask questions. And another thing is, as a bonus today, acknowledge people, acknowledge your audience if they have engaged. So if they have answered or raised their hand, then you say thank you. Because everyone likes to be acknowledged, right? Okay, so I thank you that you took your time, because time is the most valuable good from my point of view in everybody's life. I acknowledge that you took the time, and I hope you get some learning out of it, and see you next time. Bye-bye.